for an hour yesterday, chat questions about how to diagnose, treat, and live with sickle cell were answered by Dr. Suzanne Arminger. She's involved in a two-year study funded by the National Institutes of Health to help adolescents and young adults manage the disease.
I think in the case of rare diseases such as sickle cell anemia, some of these avenues through social media are very important. Otherwise, there are people who will have never heard of it, or people who may have some misconceptions about the disease or individuals who have it.
The number of people chatting on Facebook or Twitter, she said, isn't as important as listening to them and answering the questions they ask. John Ogle, WCVE News.